Hi everyone, it's Jo again, and I've had some more thoughts about the network of rooms, and I've listened to Jo Senior's boo, and I think it's made some very, very good points. Thanks for that, Jo. I'd forgotten all about the insurance side of things. Yes, public liability, things like that would all come into play. I think Jo's right. If you're going to do it on a friendly basis, just having as though you're having a friend to stay, and perhaps they gave you, like Jo said, a gift, then that might work. But, you know, you've got to... I think the other thing I've been thinking about, I've been talking to somebody else about it, Wendy actually, Naughty underscore Tart, and we were both sort of saying that just because we're a community of visually impaired people doesn't mean that every visually impaired people every visually impaired person is wonderful and going to be very nice and a good person to have to stay in your home. That is not the case. We are still a community of people with all different types of people. So I think Joe's reservations are well-founded. Joe Senior, that is not Joe, me, are well-founded. If you wanted to do it on a friendly basis and it was somebody who you knew, you know, you'd got to know, then fair enough. Because I think the other thing that struck me that I'd not thought of was if you are on benefits of any description, if you start creating a kind of B&B environment in your home, like having, say, a lot, you know, it's like having a lodger, isn't it, or having a student to stay. Some people do that. I know a B&B would only be on an ad hoc basis, but you've then got if you exchange money, if money changes hands, you've then got the problem, the effect it will have on your benefits or on your income, and you've got all that to think about. So that's another thing that would mean, because you're not going to be doing it on a full-time basis, so it's going to be a tricky one. So I think doing it as friends, if you're going to do it, is probably the best approach. Apologies for the noise, just general household things going on. It's probably going to be the way, really. The other thing that could be sort of suggested is that if you know of a B&B, like I mentioned the one in my previous booth, the Seaway in Tynmouth, if we know of B&Bs that are really good, we could perhaps put a resource together and we could maybe put it on the VI Talk website of B&Bs, places where they are. And if you live near one, then, you know, you could maybe say, well, actually, you would not give up all of your time, obviously, for a person who's staying, but perhaps give them a little bit of your time and show them around, or just tell them the places of interest, or, you know, just meet them once, maybe just to give them a little bit of help, a little bit of a helping hand if they're traveling on their own or something like that. You know, maybe that would be a better idea, because I do know that, I mean, we have the Vision Hotel in Tynmouth, as they do in Weston-super-Mare and in the Lake District, and they are all geared up for guide dogs for visually impaired people. However, they are rather pricey and they're not in everybody's price range. The Royal Blind Society hotels, which are in Llandudno and in Littlehampton, I think it is. Am I right on that one? Might be. Someone will correct me on that if I'm wrong. They're a little bit more reasonable, but they don't have the guide dog facilities, although they are geared up for visually impaired people. I would say they cater for perhaps an older clientele, the Royal Blind Society hotels, but I do know younger people who've stayed there and had a really nice time. But maybe if we could, you know, put together a thing about to do with B&Bs that have been particularly helpful. I think guide dogs years ago used to do that. If you'd stayed at a particularly helpful B&B or hotel, you could recommend it to guide dogs and they would make a note of it, so that if someone wanted to stay in a particular area, they could contact guide dogs and say, well, you know, I'd like to stay here. Because I remember doing that once with a hotel that was particularly good, with myself and my guide dog in Woolacombe in North Devon. So that might be something to think about, and we could certainly put a resource together if people wanted to contribute to that. But I think Jo is right. Having thought about it with the case of the insurance, you know, as with anything, public liability, I suppose it depends what the layout of your house is as well, what kind of house it is. I don't know whether that would come into play as well. But if you were doing it on a friend's basis and having a friend to stay, then fine, and perhaps that friend would be generous enough to give you a little gift then that might be good. But I think I think maybe a resource of B&Bs or hotels that are reasonably priced might be a good idea. I'll see what other people have got to say. But I haven't, as far as I know, there is nothing. There isn't a network of anything like that. I have had a brief look, and I'm fairly sure there aren't. But I'm fairly sure if we all put our heads together, that we could come up with some, you know, a decent list of places to stay that will go the extra mile and will help you out. And I'm sure there are people out there who would be happy to help someone who is staying in their area for a little bit, you know, just be a point of call if they're stuck or something like that, or just to give them pointers to good places to eat, or, you know, where the, oh, I don't know, where the local bowling alley is, or where the local theatre is, things like that, you know. Maybe we could work on that. They're just a few thoughts. Anyway, I'm going now, because I'm definitely going. I'm going down to the beach with the dog, and so you won't hear from me for a bit. We should probably all breathe in a sigh of relief. Thank God for that. She's off. Anyway, I will speak to you all soon. And I hope you're all having a good weekend, and take care.